And you're sure this thing will do as you say?
I'm sure. I've been working on it long enough.
Would you like a test, subject?
Shortly. The rodents first, though. Correct calibration will take some time.
I would have thought you, of all people, could have shortened that.
No jokes, Major. Temporal science is a complex field. It's something of a paradox. Doing it properly takes years.
I'd rather we didn't take as long as that. An incursion could happen at any point.
A fact of which I am well aware. All right, Paul Sanders. One of the specimens, please.
Here.
I'd advise you to keep well back.
You're the expert?
Yes, I am. Accelerator active. Increasing temporal gain. Lateral chronon field.
What's happening?
Something's wrong. No! Keep back! The shielding's failing! I think... No!
What's happening to him?
I'm not sure. The machine, it seems to be running out of control. Looks like we're starting big after all.
Help me! Major! We have to do something.
I don't think we can. The mutation has started. I think his time is up.
What I'm saying is, would it have killed you to let me use the psychic paper?
There was no need. Our space security clearance grants us automatic access to any EarthGov facility.
That's not the point. Look, I accept there's a pleasing novelty to coming through the front door for a change.
Or airlock, in this case.
Yeah, or airlock, obviously. It's just, it's a bit basic, that's all. You know, it's like looking at the box when you do a jigsaw. What's the point? Might as well not bother.
When you do a what?
Oh, don't tell me you lot have outgrown jigsaws. What's the point of having a civilization if you can't do a good jigsaw?
This is a high-security military space station, Doctor. If you really wish to complicate your admittance, be my guest. But I can't guarantee I'll attend the funeral service afterwards.
You know, Mark, you could enjoy yourself a bit from time to time.
I'm not sure I could. It's not really within my programming.
Good afternoon. I am your greetings terminal. Welcome to the Beltros Station. Do you have any arms?
Just the usual two.
Then please surrender them into the bins provided. They shall be returned to you upon departure.
I'll give you something, though. You have a better sense of humor than this one.
But I don't have a sense of humor.
Exactly.
Correction. We're all unarmed, as per regulations.
Correction noted. Please state your business.
We're here to see Major McClin.
We have an appointment.
Confirmed. Anya Kingdom, Mark 7, and unknown male may proceed to the Major's office. Please follow the blue trail to the elevators.
Unknown male? See, I could have been a general. Or a field commander. That'd be fun. Though getting a field to do anything is an uphill struggle.
Why complicate matters? Barbarek is here. We simply request an audience. I would have thought you would have been pleased. It was easy.
Oh, no.
Have I said something wrong?
The E word. You used the E word.
Don't be harsh on him, Doctor. He's not been doing this long.
I don't understand. What's the matter with saying our task will be easy?
Don't say it again. Don't keep saying it.
If you insist, I shall refrain from using what you refer to as the E word in future. I don't wish to offend.
Shall we get on with it?
Mark? Mark 7?
Someone you know?
Felicity.
You see? Already a complication. I mean, I hate to say I told you so.
Do you hate to say that?
Well, no.
Oh, Mark. I thought that was you.
I'm sure you did. I have a distinctive appearance.
Hi there.
Oh, a friend of yours?
Doctor, Anya, meet Felicity Keeley, known as Fliss, for some reason.
By everyone except you.
That sounds about right.
You have a name, I opt to use it.
Well, hello then, Fliss. I'm the Doctor, this is Anya.
Good to meet you.
I'm lucky the bed, that is a great way to travel. Sorry.
You are unwell.
Well, a bit. Got caught by an old Sontaran fragmentation mine.
Oh,
I see.
Lost a lot of blood.
Right, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, it's no problem. I'm waiting for admission to the medical floor.
At least they're looking after you.
They say it's no bother. I should be back on the front lines any day.
Right, yes.
It's good to see you, Mark.
And you. We trained together.
I was wondering.
Did he show your lot up as well?
A bit. Didn't matter. Gave us something to aspire to, really. A target. All too perfect, isn't he?
Tell me about it.
Some would say that's a flaw in itself.
Not me.
Yeah. Well, we should be getting on.
Of course. It was good to see you, Felicity. We've business to complete, but maybe I should find you afterwards.
Oh. Well, only if you've got time.
That's exactly what we're hoping to have.
Doctor?
Well, I can't see any reason why not.
Then I'll see you later. It shouldn't be long. Our mission is... not difficult.
I'd like that.
Nice meeting you.
Ooh, I think someone has a crush on you.
Anya.
What?
Felicity is a decent human. She's not a fit subject for mockery.
I'm sorry.
You would do well to hold your tongue.
Oh, you know, Mark, if I didn't know better, I'd swear you were angry.
Really? How strange.
Let's leave it, Anya.
No, if I said something wrong.
If any feelings Felicity may have had were impossible to reciprocate, it caused pain.
Right. Look, I didn't think. I'm sorry.
Yes. So am I.
All right, are we done? You're the only two people I've got here in this time, in this place. I can't have you falling out.
I know.
It's fine. It's forgotten.
Yeah, but it's not, is it? These things stick with humans, and you've got a positronic brain. Nobody meant anything bad, all right?
I said it's forgotten. May we proceed?
What's all that about?
Sontaran fragmentation mine.
What about them? Before my time.
They're pretty dangerous. They're semi-sentient. The wounds you get, they tend to be fatal.
Oh.
Be careful, Anya, okay?
Sure.
You're good people, both of you. Come on, we've got work to do.
Arborek. No, it's, not ringing any bells.
Right. I'm not asking if he's Quasimodo, Major. I'm asking if he was here.
A temporal scientist, you say?
That's right.
You don't find many of those lying around. I'm sure I'd remember.
Maybe, but maybe not. You must have records, arrivals and departures. They'll be a touch more reliable than memories. Why not check them over?
Yeah, if you insist. Did you have a good journey? It can take a while. We're a bit out of the way.
Yes, I've had quicker.
You can shave off a few hours by skimming the edge of the Gruad confusion, but that is awfully dangerous. Not sure it's worth it.
The Gruad confusion? That's near here? Oh, yes, of course it is. The Someday She hadn't thrown it across the galaxy yet.
The what?
Another time, another place.
Yes, I'm afraid I've got nothing.
Really?
See for yourself. I mean, you're sure he came here?
Well, yes. His last message explicitly said he was being deployed to the Beltros station.
I see. That's not exactly conclusive, is it? He might have been lying.
Well, why?
Well, how would I know? He's your friend.
Not actually a friend. Whatever.
If he was behind temporal witness relocation, then I can't imagine he was popular with the criminal classes. Maybe he wanted to go into hiding. Maybe he disappeared himself.
Yes, that has been suggested.
I'm sure that's it. He laid a false trail that you fell for. Always assuming you're not those criminal classes yourself.
Do we look like we are?
Some of us wouldn't know. I mean, even if he was heading here, anything could have happened. Earth has its enemies, and it's a long way away. He may have proved too tempting a target, or simply become collateral damage in somebody else's war. There are all manner of plausible explanations.
There usually are.
I'm sorry you've wasted your time, particularly after such a long trip. That must be galling, but feel free to enjoy the facilities while you wait for the next outgoing flight.
Now listen.
Yes, I think that would be a good idea.
Oh, he talks. I was beginning to wonder.
Mark?
Well, if there's no evidence of Arborek's arrival, there seems little point in continuing this conversation. We may as well get some value out of our visit.
Yes. You know what? I think Mark's right. Computerized brain thinks a little quicker than the rest of us, doesn't it? If he reckons carrying on's a bad idea, I'm inclined to agree with him.
Doctor?
Thank you so much for your time, Major. No need to show us the way out. We know. Come along, Mark, Anya.
Right.
Interesting.
Oh, we're off. You can't be giving up that easily.
Oh, I don't think we are. Mark, heartbeat?
It increased. He made a convincing job of retaining control on the outside, but his internal organs were nowhere near as persuasive.
He was lying.
Well, I think that's the York Notes version, yeah.
I knew it.
You demonstrably didn't. Otherwise, why ask for confirmation?
Now listen here.
All right. Crikey, sometimes it's like dealing with teenagers. Look, we know that he knows more than he's saying. The question is, what do we do about it?
Make him talk, obviously.
He won't volunteer the information easily.
Yes, I'm inclined to agree. So we need to get it instead.
And how do we do that?
Well, sneakily.
A medical bay. He looks different.
The medical bay couldn't cope with you. I'm a specialist. Hello. My name is Polsandis. I'm a Grey Mara.
Right. What are all these Myers?
Vital to your survival. Your injuries are extensive. A Sontaran fragmentation mine, correct? Very nasty. You want to return to the front?
Yes.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. I always have to double check. Let's make that happen. Most suitable. Most suitable indeed. Sleep now. Good, good. There we are. There we are. Soon there will be no pain.
Right. Anything?
Almost. Lift computers are a little removed from central systems, but that's why they're so good for surreptitious access. And there we are.
What have you got?
An arrival record, some months back, buried quite deep. Arborek was here.
Good to have confirmation. The bigger question is, of course, whether he still is.
I can find no trace of his departure.
And there's the answer.
So where is he?
Yes, that'd be useful to know. If Arborek's here, they must be using time tech somehow.
I suppose. Stands to reason.
So, there should be signs. Yes, interesting. Well, some background chronon radiation. Not quite enough to give me goosebumps, but...
You think that'll be him?
Well, it'd be weird if it wasn't.
And you could trace it?
Oh, yes, that's bang up my street. Up my street, through the front door and into the spare bedroom. Mark, stop the lift. Well, it's on this floor.
Fifth. Just records, according to the documentation.
That seems pretty unlikely. Unless they've got a really unusual filing system.
And it's restricted access.
Even to us?
I imagine I can key in an override.
Oh, why waste time? I've got my own VIP pass.
Well, this doesn't look like a count.
No, it does not, does it? It's more like a factory.
For building what?
I wonder.
Chronon radiation trail?
Yes, down that way.
So what are we waiting for? Let's follow it.
Yes. You know, We can't actually guarantee they're doing anything wrong.
What? Of course they are.
Why'd you say that?
Well, because he lied, McGlynn.
Sure, but top secret project, three strangers, he's not going to blab, is he? He's the military type. Covert's their middle name. Well, it is, but they don't tell anyone. It's suspicious, yes, but it's not necessarily trouble.
So, what are you suggesting? We don't investigate?
We don't. I do.
What? You're going in alone?
Yeah, just a quick recce to get the lie of the land. Find out if it's something to be worried about.
Oh, we can do that together.
It's just easier to sneak around on my own. Hmm? Besides, you two have official status. You could get in a lot of trouble wandering about places you're not allowed.
Well, so could you.
Yes, but I always do. I'm used to it. And this time, I'd have you on the outside with handy security passes to get me out.
I don't expect it to be that simple.
Well, let's hope we don't find out, yeah? Go on, go on. I'll be back in a jiffy. Don't worry about me.
Oh, all right, if you insist. Come along, Mark.
Take care, Doctor. Look after yourself.
Don't I always? Don't answer that.
Now then.
He's getting put in a cell, isn't he?
In all probability, yes.
Don't know why I bother sometimes.
Precisely how long is a jiffy?
I have no idea.
So, what are we supposed to do while we await the inevitable? What facilities are we to enjoy?
Well, I was sort of assuming you'd want to see that friend of yours. I mean, you did say you'd come back.
Yes.
The doctor told me about the mines. What they do to people.
Did he?
I'm sorry.
She may still survive.
Which is a good thing.
And she may not.
Well, then all the more reason to see her. You might never get another chance. Come on. You might be a tin man. You've got to have a heart.
Ah, there we are. A chronon accelerator. Well, aren't you a beauty? Oh, I haven't seen one of you in yonks. Maybe even hundreds of yonks. Oh, Arborette knew what he was doing. But what are you doing exactly? What do they need you for? Oh! Hello!
What are you doing here?
Blimey, you're a quiet one. Oh, bet you'd smash Grandmother's footsteps.
I asked you a question.
I know, and I'm getting around to answering it. Don't be in such a hurry. But do you realise what you've got here? This accelerator's engine could form the basis of quite a workable time machine if you had a genius lying around, which is handy.
You know what that is.
Oh, isn't it obvious? Yeah, it's an impressive piece of workmanship. Particularly that bit. You fix that bit to the right starship, bit of tinkering, you'd have a lot of time on your hands.
Literally.
Are you one of Arborek's colleagues?
Yes, I am. Yes, good old Arborek.
Major McGlynn didn't say?
Yeah, never really came up, really. You know what he's like. Major McGlynn, always so easily distracted from the matter at hand. Speaking of which, what's your name?
My name? It is Pulsandis.
Good to meet you, Pulsandis. You're not from around here, are you?
I am not human, if that's what you mean.
It is, yeah. I mean, I was pretty certain, because of the gills and the tentacles and the beak, but it's nice to have it confirmed. I'm not human either.
Really?
Yeah, really, we have so much in common. Where are you from? I don't recognise the species. I'm usually quite good at that.
I am off the Grey Mara.
Right, yes. Not going to lie, that's not really helping.
Oh, it's understandable you would not have heard of us. My kind were wiped out many years ago by the Daleks.
Right, I see. I'm so sorry.
By some miracle, I was off-world at the time of the attack, studying extraterrestrial medicine.
Oh, you're a doctor?
Correct. I am the last of my species. I bear a heavy burden.
I'm sure. I know what you mean. Turns out we do have a lot in common after all.
Who are you? Arborek's colleagues never spoke like this.
Ah, yes. Well, yeah, I was in a different department, sort of their superior. Sorry, here's my ID.
Dr. John Smith. temporal research scientist with the Space Security Service.
Exactly, that's me.
But this paper has the unmistakable pattern of psychic manipulation. My species were very sensitive to these things. I do not believe it says that at all.
Well, when I get a chance to use it...
The security!
Yes? You require assistance?
Oh.
Halt! Do not move! Do not move, or you will be exterminated!
No, I'm afraid that name's not on the database.
What?
That is impossible.
I'm just telling you what I've got. There's no record of her on the system.
Oh, not another missing person. Does your computer think there's anyone on this space station?
She's here. I saw her earlier. I spoke with her. This is where she was being taken.
Maybe she's been discharged.
You are not simply discharged when you have injuries from Sontaran fragmentation mines. She couldn't even stand.
Ah.
So please, double-check your system.
This whole thing is beginning to worry me.
I know what you mean.
No, sorry. Still nothing.
Of course not.
There is one thing, though.
Oh?
If your friend was as injured as you say...
She was.
Well, sometimes the worst patients end up in a special unit.
Really? What kind of special unit?
I'm not entirely sure. Not my department. I assume special unit, special treatment. Or maybe they just don't want to frighten the others. Whatever, it's possible she's been transferred and we made a mess of the paperwork.
I see. Well, that's easily possible. And where might we find this special unit, exactly?
Well, as I say, it's beyond
my... No, let me guess. The fifth floor.
Oh, crikey, who bought you a thesaurus?
Oh, or you will be exterminated!
Yeah, always the greatest hits for you lot, isn't it? Never anything from your experimental phase!
You must come with us!
Come on, come on, come on, be a good lift.
Oh, oh!
I should have known they'd turn up eventually, they always do. Oh, hurry up! Maybe a bit of Sonic will speed you up.
Security lockdown initiated. This lift is now non-operational.
Oh!
Ah, that would appear to be our destination.
Different part of the same complex?
Probably.
Access restricted.
You surprised me.
Only authorized medical personnel may enter.
That's fortunate.
Access granted.
If one has an all-access pass, why not use it?
There are way too many secret areas on this station. I think we need to get some of them out in the open.
I quite agree. Ladies first?
Artificial life forms before beauty, please.
Of course.
Halt! Halt, or you will be...
I've halted. Look at me. Couldn't be more halted. Wait, hang on. Say that again.
Halt, or you will be exterminated.
Right. Actually, I don't think I will be. What's wrong with your voice?
My voice?
Yeah, that's not a Dalek voice. I mean, it's close, but you know Mike Yarwood.
Who is Mike Yarwood?
Oh, showbiz is fickle.
Answer!
No! You had a lot of opportunities to open fire, and you haven't taken any of them, so I don't think I will answer. What are you going to do about it?
All right, that'll do. Let me pass.
Doctor?
Major, this is awkward.
Okay. Definitely creepy.
Appearances can be deceptive. I don't believe these devices have sinister intent. They appear to be suspension tanks of some kind, keeping their occupants alive.
If you call that life, hanging in green goop all day is not my idea of fun.
I'll take your word for that. Heart rate normal, life signs, stable. from a cursory visual inspection, this one definitely has life-threatening injuries.
Like your friend?
Yes.
Sorry.
This one's a soldier. According to the records, I imagine they all are. I would hazard a guess that this area is exactly what we were told. A place designed to keep the most severe cases that have arrived here on the correct side of mortality.
But then why lock it away? Why restrict access?
If mistakes could prove fatal, you'd hardly let this become a public thoroughfare.
I'm not suggesting that.
And you found it unnerving. Perhaps that nurse was right. They don't wish people to become disturbed.
A bit late for that. Anyway, where is Fliss? I can't see her.
She must be around somewhere. The open tank, perhaps.
Bit big for her, isn't it?
Maybe that's part of the process. Preparatory stage before transfer to the containers.
I don't think it is.
No. I think you're correct.
Are those what I think they are?
Don't worry. They appear to be dead.
That's supposed to make me less worried.
In this scenario, I would say most definitely. Do you prefer your Caleb mutants alive?
Well, Doctor, I see you've met the boys. Did they startle you? I'm very sorry if they did, but that is rather the point. And you were in a restricted area.
You're using them as guard dogs?
Well, you know, seeing as they're here. Paul Sandys shouldn't really have sicked them onto you, but then she didn't know who you were.
What are they? They're not Daleks.
Was it that obvious?
A bit, yeah. I've got a lot of experience with the real thing, you see. Far too much, if I'm honest. But it does mean that I can spot when it's the Blue Peter version. What are they made of? Fizzy pop bottles and sticky back plastic?
Salvaged remains, mainly. Spoils of war.
Very good, yes. Well, you're definitely getting the badge.
The casings are mainly the genuine article, with some repairs, obviously, to make them look undamaged. Pity. I'd hoped we were almost there.
Oh, don't be too down on yourself, Major. I admit they've got a certain homemade charm, but you'd steal the show at a craft fair.
But can we convince the Daleks? That's the question.
Ah, infiltration models.
For a long time, we've been searching for an advantage, some way of turning the tide back.
Well, you wouldn't be the first. Well, yeah, hold on, back on Neptune. Abigail Crane said something about a better prospect getting her scheme put on hold. Was that you?
Abigail Crane. Weaponizing Varga venom, was it? Well,
that's right, yeah.
I have a faint memory. Ludicrous idea. Could never work.
Oh, it worked. Just not quite in the way anyone would have liked.
I can completely understand it getting rejected. We don't need better weapons. We need to destroy them from the inside. Infiltrate their bases. That's the ticket.
So you built fakes?
They're remote controlled. And clearly not as credible as I'd have liked.
Well, yeah, but I'm an expert, to be fair. Although the Daleks are too, I suppose.
Back to the drawing board, then. Thank you, Doctor. Your misguided machinations have actually been of some use.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Does that mean I can go?
Well, I suppose you are here on official business, and you have at worst been unhelpful, so I can hardly hold you. But do try to stop interfering.
Oh, that shouldn't be any trouble. If there's one thing I'm renowned for, it's not interfering.
Really?
We'll be on the first flight out of here just as soon as we know where Arborek is.
Arborek?
I beg your pardon.
Well, he's still here, isn't he? There's a record of him arriving, but no record of him leaving. So, cynical person might find that suspicious, wouldn't you agree?
I couldn't say.
Oh, I'm sure you couldn't. I mean, what's he got to do with all this anyway? That's what I want to know. You wouldn't need a temple scientist just to build budget Daleks. I don't think you're being entirely honest with me, Major.
Do you not?
No.
Well, that is a pity. All right, come on, Code Delta. Don't let him go anywhere. I'll be back.
Now, come on, listen
here. I wouldn't do that if I were you. Remember what I said about the casings being genuine? That includes the armaments.
Well, they didn't seem terribly keen to shoot me earlier.
Oh, I hadn't given them permission earlier. Now I have. Stay there. I'll be back.
Oh, can't wait.
But who's this many dead Khalids?
The Thals.
Not even them. It's not much use for a dead Khalid. Someone's coming.
Life signs. Stable. Good.
What species is that?
I'm not sure. There's nothing in my database.
Oh, goodness gracious, am I to have nothing but interruptions? But, yes, Major, how can I be of help?
We have a problem. They're not convincing enough.
Oh, well, I thought the resemblance was uncanny.
Apparently not. We have an expert witness, someone who claims to be very familiar with Daleks.
Daleks? They?
Steady, Anya. We may have to take the next step.
Are you sure that's wise? It's untested.
Then this is the test, isn't it? Do what you can. We're counting on you. Out.
You're always counting on me.
I'm not sure that they are. An expert witness, he said.
I think we know who that is.
I think we do. He saw through something due to his familiarity with Daleks.
So what does that mean?
I'm not sure. But judging by the evidence fishing over there, we'll soon find out the use for a dead garlet.
Three fake Daleks standing by a lift. Three fake Daleks standing by a lift. And if one fake Dalek should accidentally shift... All right, yes, sorry. Tempting fate, moving too much. You know, you're not exactly like your bigger brothers, but you're certainly as boringly pedantic when it comes to making people obey the rules.
Ah, Borek.
What about it?
You mentioned Borek.
I did, yes, speaking to the Major.
That name is familiar. Why do I know that name?
Oh, I don't know. Why do you?
Answer me!
Well, I'm not sure I can. It's a weird thing for you to ask. Why would Major McLean program a robot? Wait. Have I been really thick? The Daleks aren't robots. Why would you be? Yes, I'm just going to pop you open. Sorry, you don't mind me doing this, do you? Just, it's a bit tricky on an actual Dalek, but if you've been welded together from spare parts...
What is happening?
I think I'm just about beginning to figure that out. I'm sorry, I was too late.
Who is Borek?
I'm afraid... that it's you. But I don't think you're quite yourself anymore.
I do not understand.
Well, I saw your picture. Mark took a copy from Alark. Just about enough of you left to recognize. I think McLean's wired you into the case, mutated you, and strapped you in. Oh, this is monstrous. At least tell me he anesthetized you somehow. Reverse this. I'm so sorry you're too far gone. But I can make sure they never do this to anyone else again.
I do not care about anyone else. I am in pain. Help me.
I can't.
Please. Please. Stop this. Exterminate me.
Don't say that. I can find another way.
No. Do not want another way. Exterminate me. Exterminate me.
No!
So, now you know.
Still Daleks.
I'm not sure.
Open your casing.
happened to me. What she did.
She appears to be crafting a part of the Carlo mutant.
What did you do that for? You didn't have to kill him.
I did. He was distressed.
I wonder why.
Because you opened his case. That should only occur under strict medical supervision. How could you be so irresponsible?
Me? You dare to tell me I'm irresponsible? You're mutating people and putting them inside Daleks! That's not just irresponsible, that's obscene!
So are the creatures we're fighting.
Meaning what? If you can't beat them, join them?
No, I am fighting fire with fire.
Oh.
The Daleks would see through robots instantly. Same with human pilots. This is the only thing convincing enough for their scans, the only way to make the plan work.
Then it's a terrible plan!
The Daleks have devastated Earth, the solar system, the galaxy, countless worlds. If they attack again, we have to have a strong line of defense.
And you're sure that's all there'll be?
Huh?
That's the problem with building weapons. There's the awful temptation to use them.
What do you mean?
Abigail Crane had her scheme rejected for this! These new lines of defense, they were put out to tender. This whole thing is officially sanctioned.
I never said it wasn't. Earth knows exactly what we're doing.
And you really believe that when they've got a whole army of these, bought and paid for, they're just going to use them on the real thing? Come on!
I have faith in our leader.
Well, I'm glad somebody does, because I don't. What happens if there's a rebellion on a colony world? Huh? Miners going on strike. They're going to send these monstrosities in.
I trust them to do what is right for the solar system.
Well, I'm sure the Carleds thought the same way before they were mutated and fed on a diet of hatred. I mean, did you even ask these people if they agreed, if they'd be happy to have this atrocity done to them?
They were soldiers on the point of death.
Oh.
We gave them a way to live, to continue to serve.
I'm not sure death wouldn't have been preferable. Did you tell them exactly what it entailed?
No. Their emotions may have clouded their judgment.
Well, of course!
The process was quick and apparently painless.
But you can never really be sure of that until it's done to you. And quick, of course! That's where Arborek comes in!
His device could speed up the process of mutation.
And he objected, so you turned the machine on him and popped him into one of these!
No, not at all. We're not monsters. Well, I'm not. There was an accident. A terrible accident. We made the best of a bad lot. But you do give me the germ of an idea.
I'm taking this place down. It ends today.
You see, this is exactly why we keep the whole thing under wraps. People are so quick to rush to judgment.
Well, there's no need to hide when you're doing the right thing. Maybe that should have been a clue. You don't stop the Daleks by becoming them, Major. My people learned that to their cost. But at least with them, it was just a metaphor.
Whereas for you, it might prove rather more literal.
Oh, is that a threat? I mean, it is, isn't it? I'm really good at spotting them.
Could be.
I wouldn't try threatening me, Major. People do that an awful lot, and it never ends well.
I intend to be the exception. If you dare to threaten the future of my planet and my people...
You think that's what I'm doing?
Then I have to take every necessary step. I think you've just volunteered for the program. Take him to the conversion chamber!
And sealed.
I am restored.
And do you feel any different?
I am a Dalek.
That's still up for discussion.
Are you far? I must destroy the valve.
All right, that might be too much. I need to dial up the inhibitor.
What are they up to?
I don't know, but I think it's time we found the doctor.
Who spoke?
I didn't say anything.
Not you. Are there thals here? There. Exterminate the thals.
Ah, well done, Maria.
Exterminate.
All right, let me guess. You're going to fling me in front of the accelerator.
Correct.
If you're going to murder someone, it's as good a means as any. Brutal, but effective.
It's not murder, Doctor. You'll still be alive, just, different. Fighting the good fight.
Right. Whatever helps you sleep at night.
Get him in front of it.
And you lot, you're okay with this? You're happy to have someone else go through what you're going through?
Oh, they're fine.
I'm not so sure. Arborek was in pain, and I don't think that was just because I'd opened up his case.
I've not had any complaints before.
Well, perhaps because you've never asked. Listen to me. You don't have to do this.
Aim your weapons. If he tries to flee, shoot.
Major, I'm giving you the chance to do the decent thing.
Oh, how magnanimous of you. Where's Pulsandis? I would have thought she'd have been here by now.
Well, I'm happy to wait if you are.
I can operate the machine myself.
I'm sure you can. Just one favor, Major. Look me in the eye when you do.
You think you'll scare me?
I'm no coward.
Oh, I know you're not that. I just wanted to be sure of what you actually are. Because now, I'm not going to hold back.
What the?
Oh, I'm not finished yet. But you are. I can kiss this machine goodbye.
Oh, what have you done?
Yeah, I wouldn't get too close to it if I were you. Busted valve like that, the chronon discharge could prove fatal.
No, you interfere!
Thanks for bringing me here. It was exactly where I wanted to be. I just set your grubby little experiment back decades.
Oh, you fool.
You may have just condemned Earth to death.
I haven't. That's the tragedy of all this. You meant well. But as so many people have learned over the years, the ends never justify the means.
Well, at least you'll go first.
And now the true colors.
Kill him! Exterminate him!
I open. Why? Exterminate him. Why?
What?
Oh, now that's interesting.
Mark, I don't want to jinx it, but I feel pretty unexterminated.
Yes, I know the feeling.
What's happening?
You. I know you. Mark?
No.
It is you. Mark?
Felicity.
Fliss. My name is Fliss.
What did you do to her? She needed help.
I gave her help. Without me, she would have died.
So you turned her into this?
Felicity, are you all right?
I hurt, Mark. I hurt. I hate.
What?
I hate the Thals.
No, Felicity, please.
What is this? What are these thoughts in my mind?
The Carlin mutant. It must be affecting her brain somehow.
The inhibitor. I need to strengthen the inhibitor.
You did this. You did this to me.
Yes, I...
Exterminate!
Felicity, no! You killed her!
The Dalek killed her. I killed her. I am Dalek.
No! No, you are not. You are better than that. You are human.
You deny the purity of the Dalek race.
Mark, we need to get out of here. We need to find the Doctor.
You are an enemy of the Daleks.
I am sure that I can talk her down.
Mark!
Exterminate!
Destroy him! I order you to destroy him!
Why? Why must he die?
Because that is what I command!
But he knows our pain. He understands. He asks if we are happy with this. No, we are not happy.
Oh, Major, do you see what you've done? You tried to make human Daleks. Well, looks like you've succeeded, just not in the way you wanted.
Don't kill him!
No.
Davros's children turned against him, too. You two'd probably get on famously. You'd have so much to talk about, so many notes to compare.
You've ruined everything.
Oh, you still don't understand.
I can fix this. I can still fix this!
Shall we pursue?
No, not just yet. I think we've got bigger fish to fry.
You can end this?
Not for you, I'm afraid. Not for any of you. This is it now. I'm so sorry.
I understand.
But you can stop it happening to anyone else. This lab, this equipment, they can still use it. Do you think McLean will just give up? The accelerator's out of action, yes, but the rest of it? There's bound to be spare cases lying around. Maybe he won't be able to do it as quickly anymore, but he will try.
you wish us to destroy this equipment?
Yes, I do. I wish you to obliterate the whole experiment.
Then that is what we shall do.
I'm glad to hear it. Wait, actually, maybe not quite all of it. Before I forget, this time engine might prove quite useful.
What is a time engine?
Freedom. Good luck. It was nice meeting you. And you've no idea how odd it is to say that.
Thank you, Doctor.
No, thank you. Thank you for not being Daleks. Take care.
We shall obliterate the experiment. Must locate station self-destruct.
Exterminate.
Anya, please, let me speak with her. I'm an old friend.
I know, but she's not seeming very friendly at the moment. This might be the best time for the class reunion.
Oh, Doctor!
Mark! Anya! Oh, that's brilliant! I was just coming to see you. Arborek was a dead end, but I found this. Look, my very own time engine. And you were right, could have been simpler, but I suppose, in comparison to what we've gone through lately, it was actually reasonably easy.
Doctor...
Yeah, okay, this one's on me. Run!
Oh, come on, come on, come on, answer.
McLean, what is it?
We're having a little bit of difficulty with the project.
Safe distance. Why didn't the case open? We're supposed to open.
Well, don't just stand there.
You don't understand, Anya. That should have cracked the shell.
No, you don't understand, Doctor. That isn't a Dalek.
Yes, I know. Yes, way ahead of you.
That was my friend. That was Felicity.
What? Oh, right. Wasn't expecting that. Oh, I'm sorry, Mark.
We think they're turning people into Daleks.
Well, they were. Yes, you're right. But I stopped them.
Well, now you have to stop her.
He doesn't. I think I can.
You?
She appeared confused. We believe the Khalid matter has affected her mind.
Wait, what? The Khalid matter?
They grafted bits of dead Khalid onto her.
That's new. Just when I thought McLean couldn't get any worse. Oh, well, no wonder I couldn't open the shell. The connections would have been a lot deeper.
But she still recognized me. Earlier.
So why is she shooting at you?
The Khaled is shooting at me, not Felicity. She's still in there. I think I can talk her down.
I don't know that for certain.
I have to try.
All right, but not yet. When we've got an escape route.
A little bit of difficulty.
It's nothing I can't handle.
It had better not be. If this is another washout, we need something to use against the Daleks. If your project fails, you'd better get busy thinking of an alternative.
And I can assure you, sir, that the... God!
What is...
Do not move.
You. Are you going to kill me?
No. We do not kill. We wish to destroy your work.
So what are you doing here?
Self-destruct system activated. Evacuate. 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 Evacuate.
Oh, that's not good. I am really sorry about that easy thing.
Yep, that's definitely an escalation.
Mark, I'm sorry. I don't think we've got the time to help your friend anymore.
But
I'm really sorry. We need to get off this station.
I understand. I believe the exit's this way.
Right.
The self-destruct.
Your work will be destroyed.
Let me out of here! I said let me pass!
You will not leave.
If I don't leave, I'll die.
Yes.
But you said you didn't kill.
We will not kill you. The detonation will kill you.
No.
Could we not have used the lift?
Of course not. Never use a lift in an emergency.
So, now what?
The time engine. It's a little basic, but it should be able to get me on my way. Mark? Mark, what are you doing?
Checking the destruct system. I cannot stop the countdown, but we do have 3 minutes left. I believe getting to our craft and departing will take less than one.
You don't mean...
I do.
All right, but you're on the clock.
I understand.
Doctor, what?
Exterminate!
Felicity!
Who are you? You are not a Thal.
No, I'm your friend, Felicity.
Friend? I do not have a friend.
Yes. Yes, you do. Search your memories. You know this is true.
This is too dangerous. We need to go.
We've got to give him a chance.
I know you.
Yes.
I remember you.
Yes. Yes, you do. Remember, Felicity. Please.
Mark?
That's it.
Mark, is that you?
Disconnect your weapon. Come with us.
What is happening?
Don't worry. It'll all be fine. In time. We can help. Just disconnect and follow me. Please. Please. Do this. Please. Fliss.
Exterminate!
Ah!
Go.
He's an android. He might not be destroyed. There might be a way of reviving him.
He's dead, Doctor. He's dead. And we don't have the time. Come on.
She just killed him.
I know. Stop it. Looks like I've got to fly this thing for a change.
Not again. Not again! Please, please, let me go, let me go!
You wanted us to be Daleks. Well, we shall be Daleks!
Put on the autopilot.
He's gone, Anya. Mark's gone.
I know.
I lost him. I lost.
You have been listening to Doctor Who, The Tenth Doctor Adventures, Dalek Universe, The Trojan Dalek, written by John Dorney. The Doctor was played by David Tennant, Anya Kingdom, Jane Slavin, Mark Seven, Joe Sims, Major McLean, Blake Ritson, Fliss Keeley, Paul Sandis, Pippa Bennett-Warner, Arborek, Computer, Nurse, Boss, Barnaby Edwards. Other roles played by members of the cast. Director Ken Bentley, producer David Richardson, sound design and music Howard Carter, script editor Matt Fitton, executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.